7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it's the fall season. Everything is being put to bed right now, and due to the cold weather, a lot of our native plants have either been killed off by the frost, the cold weather, the snow we had during October, and a lot of the animals are moving out of the woods looking for something to eat, and they're targeting your shrubs and trees. Well, I want to tell you, there is a great product on the market for this time of the year especially. It's the only product that's guaranteed to last throughout the entire winter. So joining us this morning is Claude Boisvert from the Tree World Plant Products Company, and the name of their products is called Plant Skid. Claude, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm very well. How is everything in Canada?
Well, I'm on the West Coast, and we haven't had the snow yet. But they're telling us within a week or so we're going to get an unusually cold winter due to El Nino in South America.
Well, we've had the best fall in a long time here, Claude. We did have a crazy snowstorm, as you well know. But after the snow, it's been beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. So we're not going to complain.
Yeah,
we had a very similar
August, September, October has been fantastic out here as well.
That's great. Well, let's see what the winter brings us. Now that the deer are looking for food and a lot of the wild vegetation is killed by the frost or gone dormant, they're starting to move into the suburbs. Tell us about Plant Skid.
Well, Plant Skid is the first repellent that was listed by the Organic Material Review Institute as organic. It's a product that was developed originally in Sweden, and it's now made in the USA. It's pronounced Plant Skid. It's spelled Plant, S-K-Y-D-D, which is a Swedish word meaning plant protection. It was developed in Sweden to protect their vast tree plantations from browsing by deer, rabbits, and moose, and especially over winter. And since then, this was back in the early 90s, it was then tested in North America by most of the major forest industry companies, nurseries, and it's proven to be the most effective, longest-lasting repellent in the market today.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, is this something that people would put on their shrubbery, on their perennials, roses, and plants like that at this time of the year to make it last throughout the whole winter?
Yes, it's extremely effective. We have both a soluble powder that you can make into an RTU liquid yourself, you mix, or we have pre-mixed liquids. We also have a new granular repellent that you just sprinkle around the areas, especially good if you haven't already planted your bulbs, although it's getting a little late for that, but you put some in with your bulbs, and for your bushes, shrubs, fruit trees, anything you're trying to protect over winter, this is definitely the product for you. There is no other product on the market today that lasts as long over winter as our product, and we definitely urge your listeners to go to the website plantskid.com to have a look. We post all the research that's been done on the product, and we have more credible users in the commercial forest industries, nurseries, agriculture than probably all the other repellents put together.
Now, for people that are trying to protect the shrubbery in front of the house, their foundation plantings, or if they have a privacy hedge with, like, arborvitae, what would be the best way to treat these plants?
The best way for the ones like the shrubs would be to put the spray on, and for anything really close, low to the ground, I would sprinkle the Grandeur on there. It's a terrific product against, and we have a new product, Grandeur, for voles, and we have our rabbit Grandeur as well. And the nice thing about the Grandeur, it's very easy to put on. You just sprinkle it around the areas that you're trying to protect. It's a very slow release repellent, and it lasts over winter.
Terrific. Now, for some of my listening audience, we get quite a bit of snow. We'll end up with 2 or 3 feet, maybe even more, on the ground at one time. What product would you recommend that they use, the liquid or the granular, Claude?
Well, if you're trying to protect against rabbits and voles, definitely you want to put the granular on the ground. I can give you an example. In the forest industry, where we've had literally hundreds of millions of seedlings treated with this product specifically to protect seedlings over winter, the first thing that comes up in the spring is the seedlings that are being planted in the previous years. You know, they poke up and there's 18 inches, 2 feet poking out of the snow, and deer, elk, moose, and rabbits try and get at it. And if it's applied, if Plantskid, the spray liquid is applied in the fall, it still protects over winter, even in the spring when that foliage is first starting to pop up.
Okay. And if somebody has a big arborvitae hedge and it's 7 or 8 feet tall, do they have to spray the whole hedge, or do they just do a certain area?
You just have to do pretty well from the waist down. Is what you do. You don't have to do anything higher. The deer are not going to stand up on their hind legs. If they do, if they're that hungry, there's probably nothing short of fencing that's going to keep them out. But most people don't want to put a fence just for the overwinter for that. But mostly you have to do it from pretty well the waist down. Deer, when they're feeding, usually they sort of look down when they're feeding. So that's why we recommend anything from the waist down.
Okay. Now, for your granular product for rabbits, your new product that you've just come out with, is this something that's going to last the entire winter, or will they need to reapply during the winter months?
No, you could if you're applying it on the ground, it's going to last over winter. If you're trying to keep plants where the shrubs that are 18 inches, 24 inches high, we'd recommend that you spray the Plantskid on the foliage, and for that'll keep away the deer. And for voles that come in underneath, they seem to burrow themselves along underneath leaves and along the ground. You would sprinkle the Plantskid along the bottom of the base of the plant, in the fall. You can apply the Plantskid any time it's above freezing, by the way, and it does stick to the plants once it's on there. It's rain fast after 24 hours, and it's tenacious in sticking it. That's what's made it so successful.
Wonderful. Now, if people are looking for a retailer to purchase the product, where would they find that information out?
On our website, we have over 3,500 dealers in North America. We're the fastest growing repellent in independent garden centers. So I would just check with your independent garden center. If they don't have it, ask for it. And you can also check to see on our website, we have a dealer locator. You just click on the state you're in, and up will pop up all our dealers, and you can check right there. The address, phone numbers of the dealers carrying it are right there. It's very easy to use, and we have thousands of hits a month of people doing exactly that, and also looking for information on which plants are best deer resistant in that. We have tons of information on our website. It's plantskid.com. That's plantskydd.com.
And for people that have edible plants like fruit trees, blueberries, grapes, and raspberries, it's safe to use on those plants also?
Yes, actually, Plantskid was the first animal repellent that was listed by OMRI, the Organic Material Review Institute, and it's safe for protecting vegetables, legumes, fruits, fruit trees, and other food crops. It's the other bonus of it actually is because of the nature of the product, it acts as a fertilizer. So after the product begins to wear off, which is in several months' time, it will actually start to fertilize the ground underneath, and you'll actually get a boost in your plants come springtime.
So the gardening season is pretty much over right now.
Yes.
But for next spring, if people, when they get ready to plant their tomatoes and cucumbers and peas and things like that, if they want to keep animals out of the garden, they can use the plant skid around their garden, or they put it directly on the vegetables themselves?
You can spray it. I would put the granular. If you you get enough foliage coming up after that, you can spray it. The only thing we recommend is when it's near harvest time, don't spray it just before harvest time. It's a totally safe product. It's EPA exempt, and it is safe for use and production of organic food in the U.S.
Wonderful. Give us that website one more time, Claude.
Plant Skid. Plant Skid, by the way, again, it means plant protection in Sweden. It's made in the USA. The website is Plant Skid. Plant, S-K-Y-D-D. Plant, S-K-Y-D-D.
Thank you, Claude. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine. With fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips, this wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continued worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I wanted to bring Claude on to tell you a little bit about problems with animals. Last week, of course, was Thanksgiving week, and one of the things that I have always done, and we've been doing this for over 20 years, is I grow Brussels sprouts for Thanksgiving dinner, and that's something that people always look forward to. Well, I went to pick on Wednesday for Thanksgiving dinner, and I had been told by a couple of neighbors that they saw some deer in the garden. I wasn't paying that much attention to it. Well, the deer ate all my Brussels sprouts, every last Brussels sprouts, all the leaves, and when I went to look, it was nothing but sticks. So we had no Brussels sprouts this Thanksgiving, and this is the first time in over 20 years. I did a little bit more examining in the garden. They ate the oregano right down to the ground, the chives, and the parsley that was still there right down to the ground also. We have two flowering crab apples that make fruit, and they've pretty much picked that tree clean. So just be aware of it. It's the warm weather. The deer are about, and if you have plants that deer like, be aware of it. And if as soon as you see the damage occurring, treat the problem, or over the winter, they will destroy all of your shrubs and trees. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Cindy from Maine with a question about ashes.
Hi, Cindy. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I'm calling because we have a wood stove and obviously a lot of ashes. I would like to put them in the garden throughout the winter, but the problem is I don't know how much I can use safely, and second, I have a very large dog that likes to take shortcuts through the garden, and that stuff is really messy throughout the porch and the house. So how can I add that to my garden safely without mess?
Okay. The thing that's nice about wood ash is wood ash will change the acidity of the soil in 7 to 10 days compared to powdered lime that's going to take 6 months to work. So if your dog is going to be going through that garden all winter long, then what you can do is
clean out your wood stove. Make sure that the cinders themselves have really cooled down. Maybe what you'll do is put them into a metal pail. Let them sit outside or in your garage, someplace where there's no chance of creating a fire, and letting them cool down so that there's no hot cinders left. And then you can store them in plastic container or a cardboard box. But you've got to make darn sure that there's no heat in there. Okay? Then in the spring, you can broadcast it there, and that will be okay. And again, within a 7 to 10 day period, it will change the acidity. A 5 gallon bucket filled with wood ash is enough to treat anywhere from 500.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Barney Frank is about to end 30-plus years in Congress. The Massachusetts Democrat says redistricting would have made a re-election bid too taxing.
If you are an incumbent who's representing people you haven't represented before, you get the worst of both worlds. You are tagged as an incumbent, but you haven't had a chance to show those people what your incumbency can mean in terms of being their advocate.
Frank's retirement puts California Democrat Maxine Waters in line to replace him as the top-ranking Democrat on the House Financial Services Committee. Also, at SRNNews.com, the White House expressing deaths of 20...
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips?
Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. We're getting closer to holiday season, and there's a lot that needs to be done in the yard. But I want to take a few minutes. I know a lot of you have been thinking about possibly joining us as we travel to the Chelsea Flower Show. And I call a company called CIE. And CIE is a company that ran our tour to Ireland last year, and they are running the tour to the Chelsea Flower Show and the Gardens of England this coming May, from May 22nd to the 30th, to try and give you a little bit of information if you're considering joining us. Susan Cloud is her name, and she's going to tell you what to expect in England during the month of May. Susan, good morning. We're doing very well. The weather is nice and mild, and we are enjoying the furnace being turned off and enjoying the warm weather.
Right. Likewise, here in New Jersey, we're a little bit further south than you are, but it's great.
Can you tell us what our travelers would expect to find when they arrive in London in May?
Right. Okay. Well, it's this tour is taking place at the end of May, and you know it's really a great time to travel to England. As people probably know, England is a lot further north than we are here. However, with the Atlantic climate influences, spring comes very early to England. You know, things start happening in early February when we're still knee-deep in snow. So by the end of May, it's really the everything is looking more like summer rather than spring. And, you know, as far as plants and flowers and everything really will be in full swing at that time. That's why the Royal Horticultural Society holds their premiere show at this time of the year.
Yeah, and what I like about it is it's not just an indoor garden show. It's outside also. Of course, they have some massive tents with displays inside of cut flowers and landscapings, but the outside area is massive and filled with all kinds of additional displays. I think the thing that people need to know is how unique this tour is.
Absolutely, Paul. I mean, I'm not an expert gardener by any manner of means. I'm a very enthusiastic one, and this is something that I myself would absolutely love to do because you know in 1 week tour you've got such variety of places. First of all, you're going to stay in London for 3 nights, which is very nice. Right in the centre, it's the Cumberland Hotel, which is in the heart of London at the end of Oxford Street beside Marble Arch. So it's a great, great location, great hotel for 3 nights. Then going on to Plymouth, which is a port on the south coast of England, of course, further over to the west, so that you have easy access to places there. And that, again, is a three-night stay. And then the very last night is staying in Windsor, a stone's throw from the Queen's Castle of Windsor, which is the largest inhabited castle in the world. So they're really wonderful places to stay, and it makes the sightseeing within very easy reach. There's no long days of travel on this tour, and it's a very nice blend of sightseeing, free time, a lot of gardens, but they are different types of gardens. So that it's a great balance in the whole tour.
I think so. And as you said, we've allowed plenty of time for people that have never been to London before to see the city. If they want to go see a play or a show at night, we've allowed time for that. We've also included a guided tour of the city to see Westminster Abbey and Big Ben and St. Paul's Cathedral, the Tower of London and all that.
Yes.
But it's a very, very unique tour, and I think that's one of the reasons that it has been so popular.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think it's variety is the key here. And whether your listeners have been to London 1,000 times or whether they have never been, the 3 days in London have been set up so that, you know, everybody will enjoy it. The first day, which of course people will be a little bit wilted, but they're going to visit the Wisley Garden, which is the Royal Horticultural Society's flagship garden, and that is just a wonderful introduction to the whole tour.
Yeah, and it really is quite a garden. They've built a brand new greenhouse, and I've seen pictures of it. And it is truly the state of the art. Everything is mechanized, temperature control, climate control. It's absolutely beautiful, but the grounds are absolutely incredible. A good way to get you ready for the flower show the following day. And I think the thing that I've enjoyed the most, Susan, about this Chelsea Flower Show is we have it planned for the whole day. And if you want to only stay half a day, you stay half the day, but you are able to spend the entire day, and I know a lot of us will spend that much time there.
Right. Well, there's so much to see and do that a full day is not too much time. So, again, it just depends on how interested your listeners are in spending time there.
Right.
The following day, then, there's a London sightseeing tour, which you've already mentioned. It's a morning tour so that people will have an afternoon free for, individual sightseeing. And, of course, London has so many things to offer. There's almost too much. But whatever people's interest, whether they want to go to museums or art galleries, or they want to go shopping, or just browsing around the city, right where the hotel is, on Oxford Street. I mean, there are so many places right within walking distance from there. The shops of Oxford Street. The gardens, there's just so much to do. It's overwhelming almost. And the first night, dinner is included because we know that people will be tired and a bit disoriented after the transatlantic flight. So they have dinner in the hotel. But then there are two evenings where everybody is free to go out and find places for dinner or go to the theatre or go to some cozy London pubs, or shows or whatever they feel like doing.
Can you tell us a little bit about what people can expect to see at the Roman Bathhouse?
Yes. The traveling from London to Bath, it's motorway or highway. It's about a 2-hour drive. And Bath is famous as for its natural hot springs, which still bubble up through the ground. And we're including a visit to the Roman Bath, Roman Bath, the pump room. And this has been, bubbling for years and years and years. When the Romans got to Britain 2,000 years ago, they discovered or they made popular these hot waters. And then in the Regency times in the 18th century, there was a great revival of what was called taking the waters, either bathing in them or even drinking some of the nasty smelling water, which was supposed to be good for your health. Today, Bath is just a lovely town with all of these 18th century buildings in beautiful yellow stone. And the Roman Bath, you can see where, part of what the Romans actually built 2,000 years ago and the original pool in which they bathed. So, I mean, it is quite amazingly historic and wonderful to see.
Yeah, and then I think the afternoon is going to be something that everybody is going to enjoy also, because we'll be traveling from Bath to the Riverford Organic Farm, and this is 800 acres. It's London's and England's largest independent grower, totally organic, and people that are going to be coming will have a chance to talk to the organic farmers and see what the fields look like and see what it's like to grow an organic garden without the use of any weed killers or insecticides or fungicides. I think they're really going to get some great knowledge by visiting this particular garden.
Right, yes. And that's a wonderful contrast to the other gardens on the tour as well. I haven't actually been there, but I understand it's more produce that they have there.
Right. All kinds of vegetables and herbs will be there, and people can buy some fresh produce and have something to munch on as we travel.
Yes. Yeah. Pity you don't have a kitchen on the coach. you could do up some wonderful meals.
Now, at During this time of the year, how should people dress? I mean, is it going to be cold? Is it going to be warm?
All right. That's a great question. You know, with climate, with so much climate change and strange weather, it's very difficult to say. But generally, at this time in the south of England, temperatures would be in the upper 50s, maybe low 60s. So probably sort of spring into summer clothing would be appropriate. I mean, the weather, it should be, you know, it should be nice and mild. London gets a lot of dry weather because it's kind of close to France and the rest of the European mainland. They tend to be more influenced by the warmer weather on the continent. And then as you go west, there's maybe a little bit more wind. But you should, you know, you should have some really nice weather and possibly some showers, of course, that if it rains, it shouldn't be a downpour for days on end. It might, you know, you might get a shower in the morning and then the sun comes out in the afternoon or vice versa. So I would say for clothing, it's a casual tour, so keep it fairly comfortable and casual with, you know, good footwear because there's not going to be a lot of major hikes, but you will want to walk around all of the gardens.
Okay. Susan, you hold on a second. We come back. I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about the city of Plymouth, England, because we have a Plymouth, Massachusetts, where it all started for us.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Susan Cloud. She's from a company called CIE, and CIE is a national tour that specializes in showing the country, so showing you the way that the people live, the countryside, the landscaping. And that was one thing that we really enjoyed when we traveled in Ireland last year, and why we have decided to go to England is because of CIE. Can you tell us a little bit about the company, Susan, and why it's so unique when you travel overseas?
All right. We've been in business. We're celebrating 80 years of being in business. So, you know, we're here. We're in for the long haul, and we have a lot of experience. We specialize in Britain and in Ireland exclusively. So we know those destinations very, very well. And our focus is very much on providing people with a quality tour when they travel with us. Because for many people, maybe this trip to England or maybe the trip that you had last year to Ireland, it may be their only experience. And we really want it to be the very, very best that it can be. There are possibly other companies who will give you a bare bones trip, but we believe in putting in nice features that will enhance the trip, so that's why we've got a number of dinners here. We use good hotels so that people will be really happy. We have, of course, a city guide for our London tour, and then once the coach leaves London, we have a full-time guide with the group for the last 4-5 days of their sightseeing. And that will give people a great insight in not just to what the gardens that they're seeing. I don't believe that the guide will be an expert in gardens, but he or she will tell you all about the background of what you're seeing, of the history, of the economics, what's going on in the European community, and a lot of detail that you really would take a long time to read up on.
Yeah, that was the one thing that we enjoyed when we traveled to Ireland with CIE is the tour people that were with us. Mm-hmm. Took our questions and gave us so much history and told us about the folklore, the legends, the way people live, and gave us a good view of the countryside. A lot of people, when they think of England, they think of London. But when you leave the city, the country is just marvelous. And that's one of the reasons that we're traveling with you. And you've made available some very unique gardens. And if you were traveling to London and you wanted to go see some of these gardens, it would cost you a lot more money just to rent the car and the time to drive over there. While these drivers that we have talk to you a lot. They explained a lot, an awful lot to you as we travel about the people who live in these areas. But the gardens are magnificent, absolutely magnificent. And I think the people will enjoy it.
Yes. May I interrupt you there, Paul, just to say something? Because unfortunately, I have not been to a lot of these gardens myself. But this is where I think that your website is absolutely marvelous, because you have this, the itinerary for our program, but with click-throughs to each of the gardens, so that I've done a little bit of research on your site, and I think it's wonderful because you just click through to the gardens and you can read all about the individual gardens and what is where, and I think that that's important for your listeners to realize what a great website you have in addition to your radio show.
Yeah, that's very true. My wife works very hard on that, and as you said, she designed a website so that you can go onto it, you can see the name of the garden, you click on it, and you go to the garden's website. And that website will tell you everything that you need to know with a lot of pictures about that. So if you get a chance, go to paulparent.com, click on our marvelous trip to the Chelsea Flower Show, and you can see before you get there if it's something that you want to do. The Chelsea Flower Show, there's a great video of last year's flower show and a lot more. Susan, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate all of